We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I have a question. Did you guys ever run out of candy on Halloween?
Almost.
Yes.
Really? How did that happen? Somebody just didn't plan?
I think when we ran out, we just didn't plan appropriately. And then I sent Tom out like in a flop sweat. I was like, oh my God, we only have like a couple handfuls left. And he ran out and got more. And then nobody else came.
To CVS at like 7:30 or something?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And by the way, what kind of candy are you getting at CVS on Halloween night? Right?
The scraps. Yeah.
You're getting like the taffy, that hard stuff.
Yeah. And
like
yuck. What about you, Kendra? What happened?
We used to get, because we always, in Haverhill, had Halloween on the Saturday before, so it was always busy, and we just had to say, shut the light off. It was actually, so if trick-or-treating is like from 5 to 7, I think at one point it was 6 o'clock, and we were out at 5. I used to have to buy 5 giant variety packs of candy, and we were out by 6 o'clock because we just got so many kids in the neighborhood.
I think we were overly generous early in the evening.
Yeah.
And then you start going, whoa, wait a minute. We need to back off.
Because you give two and I would give
you
two
just
and
give
three.
Candy.
In the very beginning, I do the same thing. I'm like, take two or three. Yeah. Oh, you're so cute. And then at the end, you're like, okay, one each.
And you're looking around for office supplies.
Why don't you just put that with your friend?
Some post-it notes.
Yeah, exactly.
What you were saying, you're going to go all in. You're going to do like a full-size whole selection because they deserve it this year because of the year we've had.
It's hashtag 2020. The kids deserve full-size candy bars. I'm sorry if they're out. All of us have had a tough year, but the kids, especially with the remote learning and so many of this, everything canceled. They can't see their friends. Mm. I'm like, no, if you go out and you trick or treat, you're getting a full size Hershey from me.
Wow.
Yep.
That's
a good idea.
I might take you up on that and do the Snickers.
Yes.
Snickers
do it.
We're going to have fewer kids. I mean, we don't get a lot of kids even on a good year, even before the pandemic, but with the quarantining and all that stuff. I wonder if it's, I mean, I thought the governor was really shrewd about this. Didn't cancel Halloween.
Right.
Said, didn't cancel trick-or-treating because he thought, well, then people will have parties.
People will go inside, yeah.
Right.
Which is smart. Yeah, he's right about that. You might as well have it. And he said, everybody just use your own discretion. Mm-hmm. Most families will figure out what, you know, they can tolerate in terms of the risks. So
it'll work out a pulley system with like a rope thing and a laundry basket that's got the candy in there. And then you at the end of the driveway, so kids can.
Well, you had a good idea about sitting outside.
Yeah, that was my wife's idea, actually. Yeah, well, she's like, yeah, we'll bring all the martini shaker and everything.
That's what the parents do.
And
in
set
our
up the lawn chairs,
and
just be outside. And if it's not cold, we can just kind of sit out there all night.
I'm doing that. I'm going to copy you. I'm going to do that as long as it's not raining. I mean, even if it's cold, you bundle up.
Yeah.
That's what the parents will always do. They'll have a little fire pit, and they just sit out in the front yard, and there's a bowl right at the end of the driveway, and the kids just take it, and everybody just sits in the neighborhood.
That's a great
in the neighborhood.
The fire pit to the front yard.
Yeah.
Plus, that adds to the whole aura
of
Halloween, and you've got a fire going.
I'm going to do that. And then the kids
candy bars and fire pits. All
right.
And martinis.
And the martinis, too.